Before we get started today, I got to tell you something really quick. Everything, absolutely every course at schoolofthespirit.tv is 70% off for the next few days. We're preparing to transition, removing all the content. It'll be available to you, but what you get right now, you can never get again. 70% off for the next few days. As we transition, we want to bless you. We want you to grab a hold of these resources while you can. Remember, schoolofthespirit.tv. All the prices are marked. There's no codes. Just straight up get there while you can. Their clock is ticking. Sun Tzu, who was a Chinese military strategist, he once said this: if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself, but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. Listen, we need to know our God. Top number one, straight up issue. We need to know our God. Our God is powerful. Our God is mighty. Our God has never lost a battle. Our God is everywhere all the time, sees all things, knows all things. He sees the attack before it's manifested. He sees the weapon before it's formed, and he is on our side. He is for us. He's never against us. He is the Almighty God. We also need to see ourselves. We need to know ourselves. We need to know our weaknesses. We need knowledge of our flaws, not so we can pick ourselves apart, but so that we can shore up those areas and guard ourselves in specific areas of attack, because the devil knows you sometimes better than you know yourself in certain areas. You're not aware that you deal with condemnation. You don't hear that voice. You don't always have the knowledge of your weak spots. Other people can see it. The enemy can see it. God certainly sees it, but you don't always see it. So you need to know yourself. You need knowledge, and we need to know our enemy. We need to know how he operates. We need to know how he maneuvers. We need to know his devices. Paul said, do not be ignorant of the devil's devices. We need knowledge of the enemy's devices. So we need that knowledge of God. We need knowledge of ourselves. We need knowledge of the enemy. We need knowledge of our weapons. We need knowledge of our armor. Knowledge, they say, is power. But then some take it a step further and say this: applied knowledge is power. We need to tap into divine knowledge, because God can show us about ourselves what we need to see. He can show us about the enemy what we need to see. And it's been said that there are four types of people in the world. Listen, the man who knows and knows that he knows, he is wise, so consult him. That's the man with knowledge. That's the one with divine knowledge. That's the one who is tapped into the mind of Christ. The second man, the second person, the man who knows but doesn't know that he knows, help him not forget what he knows. You know some things. Listen, have you ever been in a battle and you blew it, but you knew what you should have done, but you didn't remember to do it? In other words, you knew you should have kept your mouth shut and you opened it anyway. You knew it. Later on, you look at yourself and you're like, man, I know that. I could have told somebody else what to do in that battle. I know, but I forgot that I knew. Because of the heat of the moment, I lost my mind. Listen, that's the second man. The third man, the third person, is the man who knows not and knows that he knows not. We're to teach him. God will teach us what we don't know. He will teach us what we need to know. He will show us things to come. And finally, there's the man who knows but pretends that he knows not, but pretends that he knows. He's a fool, so avoid him. This is the person that has no divine knowledge. They want to act like they know everything, but they know nothing. We need to press in. We need to tap in to divine knowledge. That is our safeguard. We need to educate ourselves. We need to learn. We need to grow. We need knowledge. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. Guys, you can even join online that first service. If you want to watch, it's free to register at ahop.online. We're in a series now called Only Believe. If you want to go deeper with us, you can tap into the web church, ahop.online/webchurch. Get into the virtual healing, prophecy, deliverance rooms, virtual life group, virtual prayer line, virtual pastoral advice, virtual community. So much more is there for you at ahop.online/webchurch. Listen, I mentioned this at the top of the broadcast, but I'm going to dive in one more time. Today's broadcast is brought to you by schoolofthespirit.tv. Everything, every course, not the schools, but every course is 70% off for the next few days. I'm going to keep banging this drum because I want you to get it. These courses are very valuable. Some of these courses are $400 and $500 originally. You're going to get them for pennies on the dollar. Why am I doing this? Because I want to bless you in this transition. We're not going to put our full catalog of courses up on our new site, which debuts in just a few weeks. We are going to keep these classes for you. You'll have them forever and ever. When you grab them, they are yours. You will always have access to them. But we're moving everything to a new website, and we're not going to publish our full catalog anymore. And there's many reasons for that, but don't ask me why. Just tap into the discount. 70% off. I told you it was big. 70% off. I told you it was big. These classes, some of them were $500, $600, $400. You can get them for $39, $79, stuff that was $500, $600 for $99. Listen, this is valuable knowledge. Grab a hold of it while you can at schoolofthespirit.tv. When it's done, it's done. When the timer counts down to zero, it's over. Amen. Today we're going to read from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, I Hear the Chatter Against Your Mind. And here's what I heard the Lord say. What worries you doesn't frustrate me, says the Lord. What keeps you up at night doesn't keep me up at night. What scares you and steals your peace does not move me. Do you want to know why? Because I am not giving ear to the voice of the enemy. I hear his chatter against your mind, but it does not move me. I see your end from your beginning, says the Lord. I created you in my image, says the Lord. I am standing with you, living inside of you, and leading and guiding you. Stop allowing the enemy to worry you, says the Lord, to keep you up at night, to scare you, to steal your peace. Walk with me, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, walk with him. Stop listening to the devil. He's a liar, the father of lies. He's been a thief from the beginning. He's a crafty, subtle foe. We need to know our enemy. We need to know our God. We need to know ourselves. Knowledge is power. Applied knowledge is power. We need to know our thoughts. We need to cast out imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We need to know the word, the truth that sets us free. We need to know that we know that we know that we know. We need to tap into divine knowledge. Come on, scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your a copy of Victory Decrees on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree from the devotional. Father, help me combat worry that plagues my mind when everything seems to be going wrong all at once. Teach me to walk in peace, even when chaos surrounds me. I decree a divine reversal of the demonic chatter against my heart. I declare the voice of worry is silenced, and I walk in the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory today because you are with us. You are for us. You are never against us. You surround us with favor like a shield. There is no God like you. No one is beautiful as you. No one is holy as you. No one is awesome as you. So we give you all the praise and all the glory today. God, would you forgive us for taking a long ride on the mind traffic train? Lord, forgive us for going down the crooked path, the path that the enemy set before us in our mind. Would you help us, Lord, to be more diligent, to be more vigilant? God, would you help us not to set our minds on the things of the flesh? We do not want to be carnally minded. We do not want to think like the world thinks. We want to think like you think. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and your ways are higher than our ways. So help us, Lord, not to live according to the flesh and set our minds on the things of the flesh. But Lord, help us to live according to the Spirit and set our minds on the things of the Spirit. We want to be spiritually minded, not carnally minded. Oh, we know that when we set our mind on the flesh, it leads to nowhere good. But when we set our mind on the Spirit, we tap into life. We tap into knowledge. We tap into peace. We tap into your mindset. And that is what we want. So would you help us, God, to get out of the weeds in our mind, those weeds that grew up from seeds that the enemy planted in our souls unaware. We didn't know it. We didn't have the right knowledge. We didn't understand that it was the voice of the wicked one whispering lies to our heart in a vulnerable moment. Would you help us, oh God, to set our minds on things that are above, not on the things here on the earth. Whoa, these problems, they won't be here a year from now. These issues, they won't be here 10 years from now. We won't be here 100 years from now. Most of us, we want to be knowledgeable about the things above. So we set our minds on things that are above and not on the things of the earth. We will not be worried about money. We will not be worried about our health. We will not be worried about our family. We will not allow the enemy to wring the faith out of us. No, no, no. But we will present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship. We will not be conformed to this world. We refuse to adopt the world's ways. We will not behave like the world behaves, think like the world thinks, speak like the world speaks. No, we will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the total renewing of our mind. Oh, we're going to renew our mind to the knowledge of God. The knowledge of the enemy will be squeezed out. We are going to renew our mind to the knowledge of the holy, the knowledge of the wicked one. We will find him out, what he sowed in our soul, and we will evict every seed, every weed, every tree, every lie, every accusation in the name of Jesus. Oh, we will be transformed by the renewal of our mind, by inserting the knowledge of God, the Holy Scripture, line by line, precept by precept, day by day, from glory to glory, by faith to faith, and strength to strength. I thank you, Lord, that we will have knowledge of your will, that when we renew our minds, we will discern what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you help us, Lord, to navigate the roads, the paths of life. You've called us to walk down a narrow road where we have everything we need because you are our provider. So help us keep our mind on you. instead of the mind on the devil, the mind on the messes, the mind on the problems, the mind on the sickness, the mind on the pain. No, help us keep our mind stayed on you instead of keeping our mind on the argument we had with our spouse this morning, instead of keeping our mind on the problems that we face in the workplace. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you instead of the financial woes or even the good things. We can think too much about the good things and forget about the God things. We don't want to be so blessed that we walk away from you and spend our time consumed with the things and the blessings and the opportunities that you opened up to us. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you because we trust you and you can give us the perfect peace, the peace that comes from our Prince, our King, our Lord, our Savior. You can give us the perfect peace that passes all understanding. Oh God, help us. Help us to destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against your knowledge. Help us, Lord, to have the presence of mind, to have the knowledge of your word, to discern between your voice and the enemy's voice, oh God. Would you help us, Lord, to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, even if it's our own wrong thoughts, in the name of Jesus. And the Lord would say to you today, think on these things. Think on the things that I've told you to think on, says the Lord, and stop thinking illegal thoughts. Stop thinking thoughts the enemy speaks to your soul. Stop thinking thoughts of yesterday and yesteryear, because I have a future and I have a hope for you. So think about the future and think about the hope and think about the things that are above. Think about eternity, for it's a long time, says the Lord, and that is your destination. You are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, says the Lord. This world is not your home, so stop being obsessed with the things of this world, the woes of the world, the issues of life. Then be more concerned about my heart, my will, my way, says the Lord, and you will find a smile on your face, says the Lord. So we smile even now and we laugh at the enemy. I thank you, Lord. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. No longer will we be taken captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. No, we break the powers of the enemy off our mind. We have knowledge of the holy. We have knowledge of the scripture. We have knowledge of the Christ. We have knowledge of the Holy Spirit. We have knowledge of the Father, and we are sober-minded. We are watchful because we know our adversary prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So we will have the same mind as Christ. We will tap into the mind of Christ. We will meditate on your precepts and fix our eyes on your ways. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Help us to think right thoughts, whatever's honorable, whatever's true, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's commendable. If there is anything excellent, anything praiseworthy, oh God, think about these things. Help us to think about these things. Help us to think about these things and banish every illegal thought from our minds. Help us, Lord, to prepare our minds for action and being sober-minded to set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He's coming back soon. He's coming back soon. He's coming back soon. So we choose to focus on you. We choose to kick the devil out of our minds. We choose to stand and withstand in the evil day. We choose to treat our bodies like the temple of the Holy Spirit. We choose to tap into the peace that passes all understanding. We choose to set our mind on the things of the Spirit. We choose to crucify our flesh. We choose to meditate on your word day and night and be careful to do all that it says. For then we will make our way prosperous and then we will have good success. I thank you, Lord. We choose. We choose. We choose your will. We choose. We choose your way. We choose to be renewed in the spirits of our minds. We choose to pray in the spirit. We choose to pray without ceasing. We choose to wage a good warfare. We choose you, Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. And I thank you, Lord, that you've made your knowledge available to us in your word. And I thank you, Lord, that your word does not return to you void, but it accomplishes what you sent it to do in the name of Jesus. So we give you all the honor and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Share this with somebody. We're transitioning into our segment on tapping into divine knowledge, the knowledge of God. We need his knowledge for the problems we face. Amen. Let's do this. Share this with somebody just quickly. Let me get a drink of water. Share this on your timeline. Share this via Messenger. Share this via Twitter. Shokotom rashtarabababashe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for all the times that we were ignorant of the devil's devices because we did not have knowledge of the word. Forgive us, Lord, for all the times that we didn't acknowledge you, gain knowledge from you in all of our ways so that you could direct our steps. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for all the times when we skipped an opportunity to sit among the wise who had the oracles of God in their mouth. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for not walking in the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of knowledge. Lord, the fear of the Lord, let the spirit of the fear of the Lord fall up on us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, as it is written in Proverbs 18:15, an intelligent heart acquires knowledge and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. So, Father, give us an intelligent heart so we can acquire the knowledge that we need. Give us a wise ear that seeks knowledge wherever it can be found, divine knowledge in the name of Jesus. Your word tells us in Proverbs 2, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us tap in to the knowledge and understanding that come from your mouth, even if it's coming through a servant of God, a prophet, a teacher, an apostle, a pastor. Help us to recognize divine knowledge through whatever vehicle it flows in the name of Jesus. Your word tells us in Proverbs 12, verse 1, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. God, would you help us in the name of Jesus to appreciate your discipline, because it's your discipline. It proves your love for us because you discipline those who you love. Your discipline brings knowledge to us that we did not have. Knowledge how to do things better the next time. Knowledge of things we should not do anymore. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, help us, Lord, to tap in to divine knowledge. We need divine knowledge in our marriages. We need divine knowledge to raise our children up in the way they should go so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. We need divine knowledge, God, to navigate our financial realms and our careers and our even our study. We need to know what you want us to study. We want to tap into the mind of Christ. So help us. Let the spirit of the fear of the Lord rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. As it is written in Psalm 119, verse 66, teach me good judgment and knowledge, O Lord, for I believe in your commandments, O God. We believe your word. You tell us only believe. We say, Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Help us, Lord, not to deny your knowledge and exchange it for carnal knowledge or demonic knowledge, because your word speaks speaks of knowledge or wisdom rather that comes from above, but your word also talks about demonic wisdom. We don't want to tap into the wrong wisdom. So teach us good judgment and give us divine knowledge and help us believe what you say. Help us believe your word. Help us to stand on your word. Help us to war with your word. Help us to wash ourselves with the water of your word in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you tell us in Hosea, you said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. The Lord says, I will reject you from being a priest to me. Oh God, let it not be said of us. Let it not be said in our generation that we lack knowledge. But we ask you, Lord, to help us tap into divine knowledge. We won't reject your knowledge, God. Never again will we reject your knowledge, God. Never again. We choose not to reject your knowledge, not to do things our own way, because there's a way that seems right in the eyes of man, and the end thereof is destruction. And we don't want to walk down the broad path that leads to destruction. We want to walk down the narrow path, because that's where you're walking. We want to walk with you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you even for divine knowledge coming through our dreams. I see that, Lord. And the Lord would say to you, I will show you things to come while your head is on your pillow, says the Lord. So rest in me, and no longer will you toss and turn in the night with worries and struggles plaguing your mind, says the Lord, but I will calm your soul as you seek me. You will find me and you will find knowledge even in your sleep, says the Lord. For I will pour out dreams and I will pour out visions and I will pour out revelations, says the Lord. So position your heart to receive from me, to receive my knowledge, says the Lord. And we say yes, we say yes. Oh God, help us to stop wrestling with ourselves, to stop wrestling with the enemy's lies, but to wrestle him down to the ground and pin him there in the name of Jesus. If we're going to wrestle, oh God, let us wrestle for the truth in the name of Jesus. You said knowledge would be pleasant to our soul. So we eat your word and we say your knowledge is pleasant to our soul. Oh, you said the depths of riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. Oh God, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us to tap into divine knowledge for every area of our life, God. We can't do without it. We need your knowledge. You tell us in your word that there's gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Help us, Lord, to learn from people who have something to teach from your heart. Help us, Lord, to continually educate ourselves in areas where we need to shore up our knowledge. Help us, Lord, let the spirit of knowledge rest upon us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, you tell us in your word. You say in Proverbs 11:19, with his mouth, the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge, the righteous are delivered. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. You tell us, take my instruction instead of silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. So we take your knowledge, God. We want the divine knowledge, God. We want the knowledge of him who called us into his own glory and excellence. Lord, we don't want to be destroyed by lack of knowledge. We don't want to reject your knowledge. We chase it. We pursue it as if it were life itself, because with your knowledge, we can leap through it over a wall and we can run through a troop. With your knowledge, we can win every battle. With your knowledge, we can avoid every temptation. With your knowledge, so help us, Lord, to come to the full knowledge of the truth that sets us free. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to gain a knowledge of the Holy One. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to increase our knowledge in the name of Jesus, because you tell us desire without knowledge is not good. So, Father, we want knowledge. We don't just want to desire something without checking into it. Help us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise and honor and glory. I magnify you today. You are the God of all knowledge. You are the God who knows. You are the God who sees. You are the God who makes devils flee. You are the God who is with us, for us, never against us. You are the God who educates our hearts. You are the God who sets the captives free. You are the God who has given us the word of life, words of life. Where would we go? You have the knowledge of life. You have the knowledge of all. You are all knowledgeable, all knowing. So we give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. There's no God like you. No one is beautiful as you. No one is holy as you. No one is mighty as you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is sideways to knowledge, but I do have a course over there at schoolofthespirit.tv called Knowing. It's about knowing in the spirit. It's about tapping into God's knowledge. Have you ever had a knowing when you just know that you know that you know? That class is one of the classes that's 70% off. And again, everything, all the courses, not the schools, because the schools are next to nothing anyway. The courses, all the courses. 70% off. I told you it was big. Knowing is one of those courses. So you're going to want to find that over there, scout around in there. And the cool thing is you don't need a code. Everything's priced for you. It's already marked down. That way you don't have to worry about remembering a code. I've tried to make it just, we've spent quite a lot of money just getting this whole flash sale ready for you. I told you to watch for it. I told you to wait for it. This is it. This is big. Now, what's going to happen is when you buy this content, you're going to have it forever. We are going to move it in the next few weeks to a new platform, and it's no big deal. You'll just sign in on a new platform, and it'll be there for you. It'll be in two different places, but you'll enjoy it better on the new platform. So you'll always have it. That's my promise to you, and you will have everything you've ever purchased. It'll be on the new platform. It'll be on the old platform for a while if you want to watch it right away, but on the new platform, it's a much nicer platform. You're going to love it, and we're going to start building out communities there, and well, I better not get ahead of myself. Hello. I got more big announcements, but I'm going to wait. I want to tell you everything right now, and I can't, but I want you to get over there. There's so much over there at schoolofthespirit.tv. There's Christian living classes. There's prophetic classes. There's spiritual warfare classes. There's all sort of seer classes. There's deliverance classes. There's so much over there. And then when we get to the new platform in a few weeks, I got more good news for you. Yes, I do. But we'll hold off on that. Hallelujah. So check that out. Everything is 70. Have you ever heard of that before? 70% off. People think I'm crazy. You know what? And I almost like, wow, because these courses were $300, $400, $500, $600 a piece. Some of you purchased them on Early Bird. This is lower than Early Bird. When they first came out, some of you purchased these classes on Early Bird. This is rock bottom, guys. Grab it while you can. You will be glad you did. schoolofthespirit.tv. Once it goes, it goes. There can be no exceptions because it's gone bye-bye. I mean, this is it. This is it. We've worked really hard for a long, long time to get all this ready, and we're still working very hard. So get on over there. Amen. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. He's never not good. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. How's everybody doing today? Good. Are we doing good? Are we doing good? Are we doing good? Are we doing good? All right. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember to listen to the messages on Sundays at ahop.online. It's free to register. You can even multitask while you do it if you want. The worship is tremendous. It's a good word. We're teaching a series now called Only Believe. So you can grab hold of that if you'd like to. It's free to watch. Just register and stay track with your email. I'm telling you, there's more stuff coming. More stuff coming. If you're coming to the Elijah Company Intensive, guys, we are almost sold out. I haven't looked. I said I was going to look over the weekend. I'm going to try to take a look at it. Have somebody go look at it for me. If you wait to the last minute, you'll just be moved to online, but we'd really like you to come in person. And we're just getting so many new people coming this time. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where all these people are coming from, quite frankly. We have so many new people coming that some of you, all of our regulars, we want you there, but please sign up or at least let us know you're coming. Okay. Please at least let us know you're coming because we have so many new people coming. And, you know, not everybody comes to all of them. There's some of you, you've been to every one. And I want to make sure you get your seat. So if you can't, if you're waiting to, about getting off work or you're waiting on, you know, your tax refund or whatever it is you're waiting on, if you're waiting on all that, please, 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 at least let us know you want to come. Okay. So because the seats are filling up. Elijah Company, it's a 3-day intensive, 4 if you count Sunday, it is off the charts. Prophetic training. This is times. This is not how to 3 ways to hear the voice of God. This is deeper teaching, stuff that's relevant to prophets today. It'll prepare you even, it'll prepare your spirit and your soul because your soul's part of it. You know, your soul's involved because you have to articulate what the Lord is saying. And if you have bitterness or you have emotional issues, you know, that's going to temper your prophecy. You know that, right? If you ever seen an angry prophet? Uh-huh. So if you're going to come, then come globalpropheticcenter.com, globalpropheticcenter.com. Check that out as well. And awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. If you want to hear more, learn more about what this really is, I've made a presentation for you. You can join me at awakeningprayerhubs.com/hero and check that out as well. So remember, schoolofthespirit.tv, that is everything is 70% off, guys. And, you know, just think about it. When you're making one of these course purchases, you're getting something, but you're also helping us to do what we need to do in the ministry. This transition has cost us, well, I can't even tell you. The transition has cost us a tremendous amount of money, momentum, time, resources. But I know my God, and I know he's about to make up for all of it somehow, some way, because the enemy blindsided us. And, but you know what, this is a great example because God, what the enemy meant for harm, God worked for good. He really did. Listen, if you want to sow today, go get a course. You know, if you want to sow today, just into the Israel trip though, you can do that at jenniferleclaire.org/donate, jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there. You can become a partner at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can also use the Cash App. Cash App is $prophetic books. $prophetic books. You can also use the text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E, 754-701-2161, and follow the prompts. You can also use the Zelle. Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org, info@jenniferleclaire.org. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. And the P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. Amen. You can find all those different ways at JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. And Lord, I ask you to bless this offering, release it back, multiply it back to the givers. In Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up all my Awakening Prayer Hub leaders all over the world, 100 nations, as well as the Awakening House churches, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church official members, and my home church, Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale. I lift up the Ignite Prophetic Network members, the Company of Seers, the School of the Spirit.tv students, as well as the school. And I just say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Father, help us today to follow your footsteps, to tap into divine knowledge, to educate ourselves. Lord, to seek the knowledge of the holy. Help us, Lord, to put knowledge into action, and it becomes power. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Lord, because you are worthy. Order our steps to the places you want us to go, and cause our hands to prosper in everything we put them to, according to your will. Lord, bring home the prodigals. Restore marriages. Heal bodies. Deliver people from evil. Save our family members and our friends in the name of Jesus. Father, we're so grateful for who you are and that you've put breath in our lungs. I ask you to protect us today and help us to please you in all of our ways. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember, globalpropheticcenter.com, igniteprophetic.network.com, schoolofthespirit.tv. Grab the courses you want because they are going in a vault. You will not see these courses again. If you ever see any of these courses again in the public, it'll be years from now. We've got 26 new classes to debut over the course of this next year. And so the old ones, out with the old, in with the new. Amen. God is good all the time. Visit while you can. I don't want to nag you to death, but I know how some of you are. You get to be a little bit of a procrastinator. And this is not something you want to procrastinate on. Amen. Schoolofthespirit.tv. Everything 70% off just for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a breakthrough day.